Now, the Mohammedans, they had to call themselves not American, and so forth and so on. They say that you got your name from your slaveholder. I want to know if that's right or not. And that's not your real name. You see? You understand? And your name is not Roger Jackson. Your name is not Robert Harris. And so then we'll give you a name. You see? The Roman Catholics in there. And George Bick done the same thing. Who, if you know anything about it, that's the father divine in New York City. He gave them names, angelic names. You understand? And when you go into that, those movements, you see, then you become unidentified with society by the name that your parents named you. You understand? You're your father now? That's why you got Malcolm X. So, why? You understand? you understand? Very good. Manure, something like this. They wipe out their names that your people did. Now, what I want to tell you is this. See, now, just Yahweh have a name. You see? Now, he named this first man. He prayed in the name. Yes, sir. And Miss Eve, too, she was right here. And what does it say there?
This is the book of the generations of
Now, this is the book of the generations.
Of Adam.
Of Adam.
In the day that Elohim created man.
In the day that Elohim created man.
In the likeness of Elohim made he him.
That's right. Read on.
Male and female created he them.
Uh-huh.
And blessed them.
Uh-huh.
And called their name.
Now, here's what I want you to see as you go along. And he called
their name
Adam. And that what Elohim called their name. What?
Adam.
As
you go along.
You see? Adam didn't name himself. Elohim didn't name himself.
Elohim
called their name. See? Now I give you the job. You go try and you go trace up Adam in the Hebrew and find out how it is spelled and how it is called in Hebrew. And you learn yourself something.
Right.
And you find out it's fitting right with this. That's right. You see? And that woman was right in that man. And he called their name. You see? Now, listen closely. Follow here. Now, Moses wouldn't know a thing about that if he had not been up in this mountain.
Follow here.
And he's looking right at Yahweh, Mary's man. Looking right at him, Mary's man. You see? In a vision. You understand? And he followed him on down the generations of mankind. And he heard their names called Cain, Abel, Seth, so forth and so on down the generations, on down to himself. Now, did you follow me there? Not only that, now in Exodus 32:32. Now, y'all try to be quick.
And Moses returned unto Yahweh. And said,
Oh,
this people have...
Now, here's what's happening. Here's what he's talking about. Now, we've done told you about it, how it was called up in the mountain. And we just can't read this whole Bible every time we come down. See? And Moses called up the 24 elders. and they were told to stay here on the edge of the mountain, and they did not do it. They went back down out of the mountain and built it the golden calf. To say in which the feast. You understand? Now listen, folks, look up here. Take Revelation 18 right now. Here is wisdom.
Let him that
hath understanding.
Count the number of the beast.
Count the number of the beast.
For it is the number of a man.
For it is the number of a man.
And his number is
600. And his number is 603 score and 6. 666. Is that right? Not the number of a man. Now this is what we're saying. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. See? Now I'm talking about a feast. Can't you see that the children of Israel put that gold in there and it turned out a golden calf? In other words, it's a feast.
Now I'm
talking
about a feast.
Can't
you see that the children
of Israel
put that gold in there and
it
turned out a golden
calf? Now I might take a short cut. You see? Number of a beast. And his number is 666.
Right?
Now, hold that right there. Say Genesis 3 and 1.
Now the serpent was more subtle
than any beast of the field. Now, I'm not talking about a beast now.
Any beast of the field. You understand?
Now the serpent was more subtle.
A beast.
A beast.
They took that air engine and put it in, and out come a beast. And his number is 603 score and 6.
Right?
Now look up here at me. Now the high priest. It is. Let me see, I want to get it while everybody can see as best I can. You see? Right here. I believe you can see it plainly right here. You see this night here? Now you find it in the 22nd or 28th chapter of Daniel. A mighty. You see? That means, a mighty means, goodness, he bore on his head. Now look now, and it has in it holiness unto Yahweh. And it has this call of bondage, a mighty, you see? And it's tied with the fold in the back of it. You understand? You see that now? And that high priest would go in and out of that sanctuary every day in the year. And on the 10th day of October, see, which is the Day of Atonement, he went into the most holy place. Now look, folks. See, he had on this uranium fan. You know what that is? That's a breastplate of judgment. You see? And you know what the ephod is? That death has come right over. That's a breastplate. And it has 12 precious stones in it, including diamonds, pearls, and whatnot, representing them 12 tribes of Israel. And them stones come down and buckle around in here with that fire. You understand? Now the thing is, the entire has got to come. Can you follow that? See? Now we're showing you how this beast come out. We're showing you that the beast of the field in Yahweh created. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. We're showing you the beast. First chapter of Romans said they worship beasts and men and greater than them. Is that right? When he spoke about the south, it's not make unto me. Is that right? You see? You think now? Now, when they break the crown on the head of the Pope, see, just like this priest has this holiness unto Yahweh on this mitre, you understand? That's what's in that holiness unto Yahweh. Now, this is what's in here. In the first ring, it's got three gods. In the second ring, it's got Philia. And in the third ring, it's got Deer. mother and sister said. Right. That's what is in that class. That's the number of the beast.
Right.
And the Roman cat and conscience too make up that beast name.
Right.
In everything else on the earth, right. They make up that beast, man. Okay. Now this is it. John said. In the first epistle, see, John, this beloved,
listen at me now, listen at the quotation.
Beloved,
what man
of love
is this that the Father, Yahweh, has bestowed upon us that we should be called the Bible?
No.
Now that translation, what does that mean, Gal?
Representative. We're representatives. That's what they are. See? Translated by Father's Spirit. See? Now
listen to what I'm saying.
By God, of the Son of God.
By
God, of the Son of God. What manner of love is this that the Father has bestowed upon us that we might become the bodyguard?
No.
We are the Son of God. Not bodyguard, are we, but we are His Son.
Right.
You understand what I'm telling you? Not Isaiah, not you, sir.
Jesus. If you hadn't called him by his name, then the parents did it. Now, Jack, Abraham wouldn't know that he knew who he was. Isn't that right? And make sure that he did. Or did not misunderstand. He said, Moses! See? And to make sure that he didn't misunderstand, that Moses again! Ain't that right?
Since he's fulfilling, as we call it, you do. Have to do that in order to fulfill that baptism. And then we became not like we survived, we loved, instead of never received the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? We did prophesy going to the whole wind. We said, oh, some man to deep from the grave, and said, oh, he needs to be deep. Yahweh is out of no estate, brother. He said, he man, son of man, finally went on and said to the winds, oh, wind, break that light, blow upon me, boom, break that light, and he could prophesy, and the wind blows upon him, and they stay, lay the sinews upon him, and he stood upon their feet, and that right. Now here we go, we got on the day of Pentecost, that sound of that mighty rushing wind, ain't that right, and they stood upon their feet, ain't that right, and they began to break down that rock, and the rest of the two were thrown together. These men are drunk with new wine. He stood up there and said, no, you got that all wrong. He's got right. These are not drunk. They said, oh, they just look at their hour of the day. They ain't open yet. He's got right. This man was spoken up by the prophet Joel said, in the last day, said, now, I'll be by the right spirit upon all flesh, and your son and your daughters don't leave their house. Ain't that right? Now they shall prophesy. Ain't that right? The old men are drinking drink, and the young men see this, ain't that right? I tell you, it's such a fun thing that you understand. Ain't that right? Now, here comes now, soon the fulfillment. When Pilate prepared and the Messiah was out there before Pilate, you understand? Pilate watched, said something many things that don't have nothing to do with that innocent man. He said something many things in the dream. He had nothing to do with that. He didn't run it down. He said, look here, Pilate said, don't have nothing to do with that man. You understand? I said, I don't find no fault in that right. Do you think when he was crucified, and ain't that right? And then Father said, look, I'm going to wash my hands off. Oh, ain't that right? Yes, indeed, ain't that right? I tell you, it's one. But Mrs. Pine, she was in the fulfillment of that. She had that dream. And she went out there, rushed out there, and told her husband, don't have nothing to do with that man. I said, I can't find no fault in it. You see what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's right. I'm telling you. But he said, now, listen, why don't you take that for yourself? Don't you say everybody making these accusations against you. Why don't you speak up and try to defend yourself? He was the man of the Lord, and the sheep come before his head, so not a mouth, and he's fulfilled. He can't say nothing. I did. Not in his own method. What are you doing? Fulfilled. Not instituted. Ain't that right? Every jot and every tittle of the prophecy has to be fulfilled. Now what they want to show you now, Yahweh knows you individually and personally. This is the idea that some people have got. Devil, Yahweh ain't paying me no attention. God ain't paying me no attention. He don't even know that I'm around here. You understand? I just want to let you know, different from that. Never has been a man. And never will be. You understand? And everybody has a role to play. And they say, Yahweh, from that spermatozoa that was injected into the womb, taking on shape and form, pressed along of the woman, and reached to maturity, walked around it. Yahweh got your name. Ain't that right? From that, in that book that he's written. Not talking about the book of the law. Ain't that right? And I'm not talking about the book of the country. I'm talking about the book that Yahweh has written. I'm not talking about the book that Pope Tom Bill said that the rabbit and the Vatican was not right. Ain't that right? I'm not talking about the matriculation and the Romans and the Methodists and the Baptists and the Roman Catholics and the Presbyterians. I'm not talking about them, but I'm talking about how Yahweh has their name. Get this one straight now. And then, look, he wrote that down before anybody was born. Ain't that right? Everybody come to it. He doesn't put everybody's name down. It's ever going to be on the sea before God now. My God, everybody has a role to play, and when you come play your little part, you go on off with the sea. And then another one comes on and he plays his little part. Yahweh got your number all the way through. Even before he created heaven tonight, hey, long before he created angels. And I want to let you know that he knows Eve, he knows them by their name.
anything. I'm a done nothing. Yahweh, but God ain't paid me no sense. I'm too. Glory, I haven't got just none of my progenitors and ancestors that they don't amount to anything. And I'm just nothing in the world. And I'm going to make something out of myself. You think Yahweh of God has forgotten you? No, no. He done had you in the book long before any man. Before Adam and Eve was placed on it. Before you left with that stone, or out of that substance, in that divine spermazole, or spirit. Yes, everything was back in your name. That your mother and father would name you, and the name that Yahweh would name you. It's just like that, present with him, and that light, and all he's doing is just waiting for everybody to hear on the scene. Until we get on that, and when Apostle said that we are building upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, Yahshua himself, being the chief cornerstone into whom all the building fitly framed together, brought into our holy tabernacle in the Yahweh, for our habitation of Yahweh through the Spirit. No, build a life, and when he finished up building, ain't that like last name was given and everything. And then Yahweh told him, go on in and stand on that. Ain't that right? And wait 7 days. Done finished it all. It's really now he's done. Somebody said, I told that old fool there wasn't no medium standing out there talking about the sky leaking. And he done that. And wait, said, there ain't nothing going to happen. He's been sitting out there 7 days. Ain't that right? All of a sudden, the sky break loose. Ain't that right? The fountains of the deep broken up. Ain't that right? Everybody in the eye and every name that was supposed to be there is finished up. Ain't that right? And when all of them come on the scene, ain't that right? And when they finished up and fit together in that tabernacle and the habitation of him through the Spirit, then Yahweh, well, the truth, Joshua, will be revealed from heaven. Ain't that right? And he ain't going to miss nobody. Ain't that right? Ain't going to miss nobody. And everybody that belonged in that building, everything that belonged in that was in there. Ain't that right? Everything that belonged in Joshua on the top, it shall be there. Ain't that right? And then I want you to know that the apostle Paul looking back at it, and this is what he said in 1 Corinthians 15, 28, that Yahweh was stubbed against to the fire. Ain't that right? But when he refused to him, now God, since he made everything, now and man come on out and stand down, come out by him. Now he's got to go right back by him. Ain't that right? So the whole thing is all finished up. And then when he's gone into that, then Yahshua the Messiah, then he comes to the Father and says, you lay down all authority and all power and all submission. So what's that for? Yahweh might be all in all as he was before. And that thing is not in place. You understand? And everybody has got to play their little role in this thing. Yahweh's got a full account of the whole business. Are you understanding what I mean? But you with your little carnal mind and your little limited mind, let these hypocrite preachers and all God go along and try to tell you, Yahweh knows the difference what happened. And something happened, he's got to rush around now. And that right makes him be everything falls in the predestination. Everything is going according to the purpose, as he purposes himself before the foundation. Work, just like Messiah stood out there and told you that nation should rise against nation and kingdom against king and father against son, daughter against mother. Is that right? There you go, playing the role that you ain't got since nothing. Shit. Said, look here, I'm a Jew. Ain't that right? And you're a prostitute. Ain't that right? Get out of prostitute. And a prostitute. You're a demon. Is that right? Yeah, some shit. I'm back out. Ain't that right? Come along over here. Say what I'm right to prove. Done told the story before it happened. And you sitting up there looking at it. Ain't that right? He happened out. Sitting just to looking out. You understand I'm running from my room.
All these people have sinned a great sin and have made them idols of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not,
And Yahweh.
Wait just a minute. Now Moses saw his nigger in the book. Now get this straight. Not the book Moses wrote. Not the book that Yahweh
wrote.
You understand? Not the book that the Talmud that the Jews wrote. You understand? Not the Koran. You understand? But Yahweh wrote. Moses said he saw his name in that. Moses. That's right. He said, you won't forgive this people. You send the great sin. Things like me. See, he saw his name. He saw the name of all the generations on that in that book which Yahweh had received. You see what I'm talking about? Your name was right. Is that right? Now it made you go on through that. Now he said, block me out. The book which you have written. Ain't that right? And here, the prophet sat over there. That's communicating. Ain't that right? Now Moses said, now you block me. And what did he tell Moses?
And Yahweh said unto
Moses,
whosoever has sinned
against me,
him
the I have sinned against me. Oh, blot out of my book. I'm going to try to do that. The Pope ain't going to do that. The Apostle ain't going to do that. The Peter ain't going to do that. And Paul ain't going to do that. Michael and David ain't going to do that. I'm going to try to do that.
Right.
Right. Right.
The
Pope
ain't
going to
do that.
All right. Now, Revelation, the 20th chapter.
And whosoever was not found written in the book of life.
Now, here we are. We're up to judgment now. And I saw the day. Is that what you got there? Small and great. Standing before you. And the books were open. Read that.
And the books were open.
Uh-huh.
And another book was open.
And another book was open.
Which is the book of life.
Yeah, now here you got the books of the prophets. You understand? And then you got the book that he wrote. You understand? There's another book. Oh, is that right? And the book of life. All right.
And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in
that's
the book.
Right.
According to their work.
According to their work. Read on, I'm in a hurry.
And the sea gave up the dead.
And the sea gave
it.
Up the dead.
And death and Sheol delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their work.
Every man according to his work.
Death and Sheol were cast into the lake
death
of fire.
Death and Sheol was cast into the lake
this
of fire.
This is the second death.
That's the second death.
And whosoever was not found.
Now, James, you don't have to worry about the whole thing. You don't have to worry about these quick prisoners. You don't have to worry about that. See? They ought to put you out. It would be a blessing if you didn't. That's right. That's right. Be a blessing.
They ought to
put you out. Actually, my angel flew to the little head of
and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Now see, Yahweh blocked them out. That's why they went on. You see that? Well, he tried them out, and the one found it written in that book. You find him over there in the lake. Philippians 4:3.
And I entreat thee also. Help those women.
That's the reason why I'm decided to take my yoke from them. We are prisoners and slaves of Yahweh.
same thing. Not unequally yoked together with unbelief, but we yoked together with him that do believe. And Paul, being a prisoner, was yoked together with his ladies in the gospel. And we're talking to him now. Real.
Help those women which labored with me in the glad tidings.
Help those women. See, that's really my job. This is what you did. Help those women that labored with me.
With Clement also.
With Clement. Now you see, but you got the wrong practice, I think I should say. You see, you got Peter the first pole. Minus the second. And then you got next, you ever got half? They ain't doing the thing. Was going back and copying his name. Minus it in there, too. Minus first. You understand? Just go back there and say Clinton. Clinton don't even know anything about it. And Anna Cletus was the one. You understand? All right, please.
And with other my fellow
workers.
Whose names are in the book of life.
Now you see that? Don't worry about folks. See, Yahweh doesn't put your name down in the book. You see, he had it in there right from the start.
Right.
See, and he ain't gonna, who's ready to send you, he's gonna fly him out. See, you don't have to worry about being on the Roman Catholic register. Or the Presbyterian register. You understand? You don't have to worry about excommunicating or put out of church. You understand? You don't have to worry about that. If you want your name in the book of Lamb, the book of life, written from the foundation of heaven. Do you understand? Do you see that? Now, just like this cloud here, you see, it was without any particular descriptive shape or form. So also is a spermatozoa. It was injected in the man, shape and form. And all is gone. You understand? And Yahweh's got to get about you. Now listen. Yahweh created the earth to be inhabited.
Right.
Isn't it? And he told Abraham that he would multiply his seed. He didn't say if something don't happen. See, as the sand of the sea. Didn't say Pharaoh didn't. Now you understand, kill all the male children. He went on, he multiplied and he multiplied. He multiplied. Not what I want to say to you. Now we're talking about a population. You say, you see that now? Now here's something else you got. Now listen closely to these things. They'll help them. You see? Now, Yahweh breathed in his nostrils the breath of life.
Now,
when you came, now you got air for you. Air for losing every which way. Is that right?
Right, right.
Small became the first breath. You see? The water just contaminated. Is that right?
Right.
See? All the water. Now Satan is the prince of the
earth.
You see, the water contained. Is that right? Murder, rampage, fires, national confusion, all over the world. Now these folks, that by itself should tell you something that they have got. To be a change.
Right.
You understand? On this earth, somehow or another.
Right.
And now, Armstrong in Pasadena said this. Said this, and they're looking for it like this. That anybody that they lay out there in the cemetery, when the population of the earth, approximate population of the earth, at this time, is 3,551,000,000. You understand?
Yeah.
Now that's a round figure. And the population increase per week is 1,000,000. for weeks. That's the average population increase. I'm not talking about them to be born. I'm talking about the increase over and above the dead. You say increase.
Now look, if Yahweh would go all the way back, you see, and resurrect all those people
that has come all the way down, which would number as the sand of the sea and as the stars of the heaven, and raise them up in a physical body. There's something wrong with that. When you talk about a population of folks here and now, see, there's something wrong there. You get the point? So then now, it's really us to be a resurrection in the spirit. You understand? And the resurrection is going on now. You see what I'm talking about? And I hope somebody has got you something out of what I'm saying. Now, I tried to crisscross it in the other kind of way that I do. I tried to let you know that it don't make no difference. I'm God, you have to be Yahweh. You have a role that is hard to play. You see? And you are not here today without his role. There's no way to get you out of that unless you make yourself like you are. And the only reason you're like you are is because you said you said you did. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes,
and now all of them don't stop. Now look, see, now Yahweh has promised to renew. That's a promise. It's a pure promise. He said, our vital bodies will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Is that right? Everybody won't be here, gone to the cemetery, will be with the open air. But you know, Paul said before, I show you the mystery. We shall not all see, but we shall all be changed. Listen, folks, it don't make no difference. It's somebody always say, I think I had the doctor. The doctor told me I had this, and the doctor told me I had that, and I'm so and so and so. You all shook up. You understand? Somebody said, well, I'm overweight, and them people on yonder dying from malnutrition and all this. You understand? And so, to speak, we got local bread on our arm, we're still fighting overweight. We want something to reduce us. And they want something to eat. That's right. You see? And all kinds of disease epidemics are going on all over the world. Isn't that right? But here's what I want to tell you. It don't make no difference whether you got cancer or tuberculosis, heart trouble. Just forget about it. Y'all is going to change the whole business. Isn't that right? Because you'll have a brand new body, eternal life, and a new body. There is a mortal body, and there is a spiritual body. Rest assured, if you knew his will, you would have that body. God bless you.